On Friday night, people from around the world will join hands virtually to pay tribute to the 22 lives tragically lost in Nova Scotia. We spoke to Tiffany Ward, who is one of the organizers of the vigil Nova Scotia Remembers. She's also involved in the creation of the Facebook page Colchester, Supporting Our Communities, where there's already been an outpouring of support for the families and friends of the victims and the province of Nova Scotia as a whole.
This is something you've had to pull together very quickly, I would imagine.
Started Sunday afternoon, and there was this very, very intense feeling of helplessness. And, you know, I thought, what could I do? I'm from the area. I live in economy, and I grew up in Five Islands. I do know some of the people who were lost, and I'm familiar with some of the families. The vigil wasn't, it didn't start out being an international or a national event. Its original concept was to be a place where the community could gather in the way that we normally would, but under the restriction of COVID that we can't. So, you know, in any other time and in other places where things like this have happened, you'll see a community come together and be together physically in a place like a church or a community hall or a school where everyone would come and we'd hug each other and we'd you know, begin to grieve and begin to process together. And that's really what we need, but we can't do that. And so the concept behind the vigil is to at least begin that healing process by coming together and then find our strength in one another.
We've already had some people, it looks like, starting to do that, just finding ways of expressing and as you mentioned, doing something. Maybe they don't know the victims, but they're doing something. So what kinds of things have you already seen on your Facebook page?
Well, we've seen a lot of contributions of art, of poetry, of music, and I use art broadly to include poetry and music. People just expressing their condolences, showing what they're doing at home to show that they're with us as a community. The tartans and the hearts and the candles and all of those things, because for me, it's very heartening to see that the world's coming together to support us in the most, you know, most beautiful way, but under the most unimaginable circumstance. Like, it's still unfathomable this what happened here. We've all lost something.
Do you think this helps so that people turn the negative to the positive?
You know, that's really important. We are very small. We are, you know, we have a following, like, you know, we've got a bit of a tourism industry, and we were in the process of getting ready to sort of bring that on an international stage, and this happens, and I don't want our community to be known as a place where this happened, but I think that there is, you know, if there's a way after, you know, after we've begun to heal and after we've begun to grieve and the processing of the whole thing has happened, you know, I hope there's a way that we can turn it into something positive, and just so that we may have the opportunity to share what makes us, what has always made us, who we are, and we're solid and we're strong and we're going to come out of this. This is a beautiful place with beautiful people. We have to find a way to grow from this, as Moncton has, to become stronger, bigger, better. We hope it's a place where people begin to grieve together.
The vigil itself, how can people partake in that?
Really what you can do is you can share. And you can share the webpage, you can share the Facebook page. You can help drive the traffic to the vigil, help drive the traffic to the fundraisers so that it really matters. And if you can share and tell friends, tell someone else to join us, to get involved, you know, even sharing like your own feelings, like on the Facebook page, that every person you touch feels it. And it's all love. And that's how it should be right now. That's really what this is about.
You can participate in the vigil by viewing it live on the Colchester Supporting Our Communities Facebook page at heartcolchester.ca or on YouTube. And we'll also be broadcasting the vigil live on our radio stations in Atlantic Canada.